And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in the Granite State. A new beer on tap at Portsmouth Brewery does more than give you a buzz. It aims to ease the symptoms of menopause. It's called Liberation, and several years ago, when Joanne Francis first pitched the idea to her colleagues at the brewery, the men didn't get it.
It was met with just nothing short of disdain and horror, really, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that.
A beer just for women? No way. Francis, who is 58, co-owned the brewery, so she could have pushed it through, but she says she wanted everyone to believe in it. Years later, she pitched the idea again.
And Matt Gallagher, our head brewer here at the Portsmouth Brewery, at some point he just said, let's do it here, let's make it here. So we did.
Downstairs at the brewery, in the relatively quiet event space, Francis fills a balloon glass of Liberation, a Gruit-style beer that's meant to celebrate the time in a woman's life that can often be fraught with hot flashes, mood swings, and broken sleep. The many herbs and spices in the beer were carefully selected to provide a mellow feeling.
Motherwort, lemon balm, mugwort, damiana, chickweed, singing nettles, and rosebuds. And then we use saphir hops, which have a tangerine flavor.
It's on the lighter side, citrusy, not hoppy or bitter. Yes, men can drink it too. And Frances says she's getting a lot of great feedback about the beer, both the taste and the concept.
I'm getting hundreds of right on, like power to the women emails and power to us older women who have been marginalized.
Marginalized and mostly ignored by the beer industry, which has typically marketed beer to young men. Upstairs in the brew pub, Lori Tulanian of Arlington, Massachusetts, is here with some girlfriends. She's 54, and she says she's experienced hot flashes and some mood swings. She's giving Liberation a try.
I will say it is smooth.
So it passed the taste test, but what about the concept? A beer for menopausal women.
I think we're pretty desperate. Anything that works that's not, you know, drug-induced would be good. So, good for them. If it works, that's great.
Tulanian says she would try it again, even though she doesn't really consider herself a beer drinker. Joanne Francis says as the word gets out, even her girlfriends ask her in roundabout ways how they can get it.
I find that women are buying cases of this beer so that they can share it. If we sold it in a 4-pack, one bottle would be for the person buying that 4-pack, and she would give the other 3 bottles to friends.
Right now, Liberation is only available at Portsmouth Brewery and Smutty Nose in Hampton. But Frances says she's working on licensing to produce it on a larger scale for women all over the East Coast. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.